The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is that time. Boat Smart from Key Marine and our good buddy Stefan is in the house this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And first of all, Happy New Year's to everyone.
Happy New Year. It is a new year.
Yeah,
thank goodness.
Just happened Wednesday.
Right? I know. And I'm having a hard time. Today's January 3rd, 2025.
Yep.
Doesn't that sound surreal, 2025?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great year.
I do too.
I'm looking forward to it. And I just think we're just going to have a great year. Not only at school, I think Key Marine's going to have a great year. I think the boating industry is going to have a great year. I think it's going to be awesome.
I'm with you. I'm loving this. This is great.
So, you know, I like to look forward. I like to look forward with a positive attitude. And that's what we're doing this year. So it's going to be good.
You are listening
to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Jot it down because I'm going to give something away here in a little bit.
Ooh, yep. A little tease there. Okay.
Yep. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, located at 5621 Byer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. You can check them out at keymarinecenter.com. That's their website. They put all their specials and everything on there, the boats that they have for sale, the engines that they have in stock. Key Marine is your Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki repower center. So check them out for great deals on repowers for Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki.
And they were closed for a few days for the holidays, but they're back open now.
They're back open.
So now's the time to get that boat in
there. Yeah, I sent out an email this morning and asked them how they were doing. And they said they're doing great, ready for the new year. And they wanted to do a giveaway today. So we're going to do that here in just a little bit. And it's going to be an easy one.
Okay.
And we'll just give that away here in just a few minutes. I'm the marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive. I had to look at my notes to figure out where they are because I hadn't been there in a while.
You've been off a while. I'm kind of jealous.
The 19th was my last day. The 20th was my day off. Oh, and, of course, we did the show and everything. But, yeah, we've been out of there for a little bit.
Man.
And I'm ready to go back.
Yeah, and, you do start to get kind of antsy, right?
I need material for my show.
What?
I asked him.
He usually comes in with like 4 pages of notes. I said, right. Got your note for me? He goes, well.
I said, I got nothing. I'm just winging it today. So it's awesome. We can wing it every once in a while. So.
Well, I was winging it this morning talking about National Toss Out the Fruitcake Day today.
Oh, yeah.
And then also it's Women Rock Day and Get a Lot of Sleep Day.
I heard that. And I don't do fruitcake, so.
Well,
don't
no
give
one
me
does.
Any.
That's why everybody has to toss them out.
Okay, I got you.
So, that's the whole point.
Yep. So George Stone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola, georgestonecollege.edu. They have a chat feature on there. That's the best way to get a hold of anybody over at George Stone rather than the phone, especially since we've been gone.
Well, I have a question for you because I've been in this area for a while, so I'm familiar with PSC and UWF. And then George Stone Technical College, you know, some folks may not really be familiar with what that means and what y'all do and the kind of courses you offer. Maybe this is a good day to talk about that
in case someone's
thinking about enrolling this year.
Yeah, and right now we've already, the 7th, they're taking new students.
Okay.
I'm actually taking 5 new students.
Oh, wow.
Okay. 4 full-time, 1 part-time.
This is Marine Services.
Yep, for Marine Service Technology. Okay. Not familiar with what all the other classes are taking. I know that every class at George Stone right now has a waiting list.
No kidding.
Yes.
So, wow.
I think it's because people are looking for different avenues, different career choices, those kind of things. So every class, from what I understand, has a waiting list, and you have to get up there. I always recommend going to the school, talking to the counselors, because you can get a lot of information from the counselors on many different factors that can help you with your education. What grants are available, maybe you can have a VA grant you can use, maybe you can get Pell Grant, those kind of things. So that would help you. So the best way to do it is go there, talk to the counselors, and walk your way through the hallway up there. We call it the horseshoe.
Uh-huh.
And you go down to the counselors, you go to financial aid and around.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And you go in there and talk to them. That gives you the best opportunities.
What are some of the fields besides Marine Services that are offered?
Well, we have so many. I think there's like 22 or 25.
We have
EMT, firefighting, they have corrections, law enforcement, electrical, Welding.
Wow. Well, these are things that are
they're
very practical careers that will never go out of style or be dictated by the market. These are things that are going to be a constant. So you could have a career for life if you get started on the right foot with a foundation from this college.
Yeah, and the school, the way we figure our programs is what is really out there for people to place in jobs. In other words, like we had a carpentry program years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
The economy was going south on us a little bit, and people weren't building.
Right.
So our carpentry, we weren't placing students because they weren't really hiring.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually closed that one, and then aviation came in behind them, and it took their area. So that's where...
Interesting.
Carpentry, yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yep. So when you look at your programs and stuff, like Marine Service has always been strong,
mm-hmm.
okay?
And describe what that is, because someone may not know what that
is.
Well, you know, you're the expert. This is the expert panel for Boat Smart.
We teach the very basics in Marine Service technology, and we start from the very first part of it, which is safety. We move on to tools and understanding tools, electrical systems, boat systems, accessories, those kind of things. And then we also move on to two-stroke theory and repair and maintenance. Now, you know, a lot of people say, well, why do you teach that? Well, we teach it because two-strokes are still around.
What are two-strokes?
The two-stroke outboard, the mixed oil two-stroke outboard.
Okay, I still don't understand, but that's okay.
It's older stuff, but uh-huh. they're still out there. And you uh-huh. go north of here, you're going to see more saltwater areas. You see less. And you start seeing the four-stroke product here, and so we're really heavy on the four strokes as we go in. Most of our engines that we have in our outboard engines are all mostly four strokes. I have one or two stroke engines that I can train on, but mostly the stuff is four strokes. And you know, with the basics, to understand engines and things like that, if you're using a service manual, understand the service manual, you can work on about anything. I used to say you can work on a rocket if you understand the tools and have the right service manual and things like that and understand how to read them and use the tools. The same basic function in our class. I'm going to give you the basics, and then we're able to teach you how to use the tools, the product, like the software and things like that, and how to understand what you're working on, but also to use a service manual.
See, that is great. And if you have a question for Stefan Schmidt, who's with Boats, who is with Key Marine, and he's with the Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College, 850-437-1620. Text your questions in. Now's a good time.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to answer your questions. Maybe your boat is put up right now, and you're thinking, when is it ready to? When should I start getting it ready around our area? It is a little chilly out this morning, but it's not bad. I actually told my listeners as we were breaking for New Year's, I said, I'm taking the boat out on New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
And I was taking it out whether it was snowing, raining, sunshining, 100 degrees or 20 degrees. I was going out in the boat.
Well, it turned out.
And it definitely did. It was nice, but it was cool. But it wasn't bad. We bundled up. We took our dog Gator with us. I got some video up on my YouTube
Does
channel.
Your dog like being on the water?
He loves it. He loves the boat. He thinks he owns the boat, and he tries to drive the boat.
Oh, my gosh.
So we put in over at Perdido Bay Boat Ramp. I'm mm-hmm. trying to keep this place a secret because it's such a nice boat ramp.
Yeah.
It's over on Lillian Highway.
I've been trying to keep Pensacola a secret. It's not working.
You can't. And it's right there at the end of the Perdido River and in Perdido Bay.
Uh-huh.
And we put in right there, and we run over to... And basically what I want to do on New Year's, we go out on the boat, and it doesn't have to be for 30 minutes, an hour, 5 hours, whatever, right? I just got to get out on the boat.
Right.
Because that sets the tone for my New Year.
That's right.
Right? So got out on the boat, took the boat over to the river and tucked in behind an island because the wind was really blowing across that bay and it was cold going over. It wasn't rough, but the wind and cold. So tucked in behind a little island. And it was the water was like glass over there.
Oh, man.
And there was no wind because the trees were blocking it.
Nice.
And we sat over there for a couple of hours just enjoying the day and then came back in. So
very
it was
nice.
A nice trip. You know, maybe my listeners do that on New Year's. I know there was a lot of people out there New Year's Day. I say a lot. There's about five boats that we seen that day.
Uh-huh.
And all of them had the happy face on. And they're like, Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's. We're going out on the boat kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was cool.
They had the polar bear plunge over there at Pensacola Beach. And so a lot of folks had their boats pulled up to the dock right behind Paradise.
Yeah.
They were all very happy.
I think Pensacola is a year-round boating.
Yeah.
You know, and you should do that.
For sure.
You should year-round boat. Now, it's a bad thing. I haven't ran my boat in probably over a month because I've been busy, you know, with a lot of things. And she fired right up, went to the water with her. I always check everything before I go in the driveway, and we put her in the water, and everything was fine. So yeah, it was a good day. And, you know, what a better way to start out New Year's.
So now this time of year, maybe if somebody's had their boat up for a while, what do you recommend as far, because you started to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you need to winterize. Hopefully they winterize. If you haven't done
that. What does that
mean? Yeah, they probably ought to do that if they're not going to use it for a while.
What does that mean, winterizing?
To protect the fuel, to protect the engine using different types of additives and things like that. And just set it up to where it won't freeze and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of what you do with them before you put them up, you know. So it's just a good thing to do. But the best thing to do is to run your boat. That's the best thing to do.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's the best thing to
that's
do.
That's the best thing to do. Okay.
We got a text or anything yet?
Well, let's see. Someone was saying explaining to me what a two-stroke engine was. Okay. So thank you, Bruce, for that.
Right.
He was giving me the information. He goes, I guess your guest doesn't realize you need some coaching.
I may. I don't work on a lot of two-strokes anymore. So,
well,
you know.
And I admit, I mean, I will admit, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel that I'm hosting experts. I don't claim to be an expert. I get to play the role of the non-expert because here's what I know about boating. I get on the boat.
With somebody else?
With somebody else
yep.
who's driving,
right.
and I'm happy.
There you
That's
go.
The extent of my boat knowledge, which is kind of embarrassing. I mean, I should know more, but I don't.
Well, you don't have to if you got other people that know what's
going on. I
do.
I have so many great friends that own their own boats and take me out, and it's just wonderful.
Hopefully they know what they're doing. Hopefully they're safe, and hopefully, you know, they're doing the right things.
Yeah.
So.
And so many people in this area, and you have so many different types of boats, so many different sizes, so it just depends.
It's a great area for boating, no doubt about it.
And I do love fishing.
Let's do that giveaway.
Okay, what do we got?
850-437-1620 is the phone number.
Yes, sir.
You can call or text.
Okay.
All right. We're going to give away a Mercury hat, a Mercury t-shirt, and a Mercury keychain. This is from Key Marine, located out there at 56, I got to get the address, 5621 Bower Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're going to go out there and pick this stuff up. So it's Mercury product, Mercury hat, Mercury t-shirt.
So we get all three.
All three.
Okay.
Okay. I want to know what the name of Mercury's software is that technicians use to scan engines. What's the name of the Mercury software?
Oh boy, this is a tough question. See, we usually do this.
It's easy.
Okay.
I know it.
Yeah, well, and you're the marine instructor. You're the expert. Hello.
Yeah.
All right, say that question again.
The name of the Mercury software
okay.
that technicians and my students train on as well
okay.
that we use to scan Mercury and Mercruiser engines.
Okay. Did y'all get that? Okay.
850-437-1620. That's for that Key Marine, or I'm sorry, the Mercury hat,
t-shirt,
Mercury t-shirt,
and keychain. Just in time for the new year.
Yeah, for the new year.
All right. So we're going to look for that. 850-437-1620. I know what's happening right now. I know people got their phones out, and they are Googling.
Yeah. A lot of people are probably still off work.
Well, that's true, too.
They may be. I don't know.
They're Googling.
I am. I'm ready to go back. I need some material.
All right, someone just sent in a text saying that we need to get the barbecue and the boat together and have a party.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
Barbecue and boats.
I think it could be a great YouTube channel, right?
Hey, I could do it.
Barbecue and boats.
I'll be your hostess.
You know, let's put that out there. Why don't Sunnies, right?
Yeah.
I'm advertised for Sunnies.
Y'all
need to remember that when I come out and get some Sunnies, okay? So they should do a boating day where they're catering or doing, they would get a boat out there. To maybe out to Fort McRae or something, and they could do Sunny's barbecue
Let's
on the water.
Let's do it. I'll be there. I'll host it.
So that'd be cool. That would be cool. So, yeah.
All right. Here's one of our first guesses here on the texting. Is it SmartCraft?
It is not.
Oh, it's not.
No,
okay.
No, it is not.
All right. That was a good guess.
It's a good guess. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but it's not it.
Not it. That's not it. Okay. 850-437-1620. We are looking for the answer to...
The software that technicians use to troubleshoot or scan... Mercury and Mercruiser engines.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
You might have stumped them.
SmartCraft is actually part of the gauge system.
Oh, okay.
And it's what customers can use to scan and look at their engine.
Okay.
Too. It's an add-on. It's a plug-in.
So it adds on to this system that we're looking for
as
our answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So it's in the boat. You could do it that way.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So like on my boat, I have a gauge. For my Yamaha, and it tells me what's going on with my engine.
Okay.
So, same thing with SmartCraft.
All right. Tell them a little bit more about your classes while I answer the phone.
So, we're starting five new students and on the 7th. So, we won't be there on Monday, but we'll be there on Tuesday. Kind of neat because I got 3 days to get things lined up. And what we'll do is we will start five students, and it's going to start all over again. And we're going to start bringing them in. And the first 2 or 3 days is going to be like getting them orientated to the class and what we do there. We got a phone call?
We sure do. All okay, right, sir.
Let's take it.
This is Pep Talk. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Is it G3? Is that the name of the system?
That is the name of it.
Oh, we have a G3. Winner. Who yes. is this? What's your name?
Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
All right,
awesome,
Dave.
Appreciate
how do you know that?
That
sounded like a tough question to me.
Oh, I learned that in an MST class I'm taking.
Okay.
Oh, all okay. Right. Where are you taking your classes?
Mr. Schmidt knows who I am.
Oh!
I'm a student.
Well, that's good. My students are learning something
I
in
love
class.
That.
So
I love
awesome.
That. All right,
well,
Dave.
Congratulations.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do this for
Wait,
me.
Wait, I got a question for Dave.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
All right. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hold on. You're breaking up.
No. What does G3 stand for?
Ooh.
There we
oh.
go. I'll put him on the. Yeah.
All I know is. Is that for the three Greek gods associated with the? Okay, that's another system. So there's some of the terminology in the G3 system, but I do not know what that means.
Right.
I don't have it memorized.
Don't
Let's
have
put
it
memorized.
Maybe that'll be in the next trivia question. We won't tell it today.
Okay.
Okay.
You can do that for your What Did You Learn Thursday?
All right, so you can.
We'll do.
We don't need to get your information then. You've got,
I got
his you
information.
Got his information.
So, yeah.
Hey, Dave, thanks for listening and thanks for calling. Is this guy a decent instructor? What do you think? Is he okay?
He is. He's an incredible instructor.
Okay.
Appreciate that, Dave.
There you go. I had a feeling because he gets pretty excited when he starts talking about his classes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know,
which he's passionate about it, and I love that. I think that's great.
It also helps when the students cooperate.
Well, I was listening to the program, and that's what got me into the class.
No kidding. That's so great. I love that. I love hearing that because that's what I'm hoping to do is make a difference. You know, hopefully provide some information that's going to help somebody. And if this leads you into a great career, this is good. You just made mine a whole new year right here. I'm just going to give it up. 2025, we're done.
Keep on keeping on.
We're done. We've done it. This is awesome. Thanks so much, Dave, for calling in and for listening. And anybody else that's texted in, I got a couple other guesses here that were not correct, but thanks for listening and guessing and playing the game with us.
So, yeah, we appreciate that. And we'll do another giveaway next week, so maybe y'all can study that. It might be what does that stand for, G3. So we'll
All
see
right.
what happens with that.
All right.
So we start 5 new students. One is part-time, and it gets a little difficult when you start not the amount of students, but when you have one part-time.
Right.
Starting in that same group. So as an instructor, I'm trying to keep all my students that are already there doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a new group coming in, and I have to acclimate them to the waters of Marine Surface Technology class, right?
Right.
And make them understand how the training works and all that stuff. And then when you add a part-time student to that, that becomes a little difficult because now they're only there for half the time as the full-time students. So
they're having
how
to
do
catch
you,
up.
Well, they have, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to work with this part-time student and include them the first week. They're actually going to be there most of the time or during my introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will transition to a part-time the following week or two as we go into class. So we're coming in as full-time.
Gotcha.
Then we're going to transition to a part-time commitment, and that's how we're going to do that. So, and I take care of all that within my classroom. So if I have a student that is full-time and they want to go to part-time, which I never recommend, I can do all the paperwork and everything at the computer, and they don't even have to go up front to the counselors to handle that. I handle that from my desk.
That's good. That makes it easier.
So if I have a part-timer and they realize, hey, we need to go, I want to go full-time, I could do the same thing and just transfer them to a full-time position.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the goal, is to do that, you know, is to try to get them transferred to a full-time position because you learn so much.
Right.
So much quicker, and you can stay engaged better.
Absolutely. That makes total sense.
And a lot of times when you do have a part-time student, and I'm not saying it doesn't work. The student that's coming in, I had several conversations. They actually came by because I want people to understand how my class runs and how important it is to stay engaged with the learning environment.
Right.
If you're not engaged, if you're there as a part-time part-timer, now you have a major problem on your hands because you are not learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're really not committed.
Right. You're kind of halfway there.
Yeah, halfway there.
That's not going
to
work.
So I always try to get them in there full-time.
Right.
Doesn't always work.
Right.
We can have full-time or part-time first half, part-time second half.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, always try to lean them to at least the second half part-time, because that way I can do my lectures, those things in the second half of the day.
Right.
While I'm working with the full-time students that way. So I'm doing a juggling act.
Sure.
Trying to get people moving forward, along with all the students that I have in the classroom that are all different levels.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Along with the students that I have working in field as well. And I'm pretty sure I have to check when I get back, but I think I no longer have anybody co-op anymore.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that everybody that I had co-op is now working in field, as not as a student any longer. They're working in field as, you know, as employees of different locations around our area.
In this process of, if you decide that you wanted to take one of your classes and get into the world of Marine Services, so if I'm brand new, I'm just starting, what's the timeline kind of? I mean, in terms of the courses, the certification, I know there's probably different directions to go into, different specifications, but what, is there kind of a timeline?
It's self-paced, okay? So if somebody comes in there and they know, you know, a little bit or think they know a lot, whatever, I always kind of laugh about that, because I get people in and they'll tell me they know so much, right? And maybe I'm doing a walkthrough, you know, an introduction to the class before they come into the class. So I'll just start asking questions, you know.
Oops.
Maybe it's my electrical station. Do you know what this component is? Or do you understand ignition troubleshooting? Or can you tell me what that is? And what you find out, and what they find out is they really either do not know, or they don't know the correct terminology, or maybe they're not using a torque wrench properly or a precision measuring tool properly. So they know a little bit, but they don't know.
So saying that it's the what's it connected to the doodle bob is probably not right, the terminology.
Well, terminology is important, right? So you need to understand what you're talking about.
It's a humbling experience for the people that come in thinking
I'm going to test you before you come into my class.
Right.
And because the students that come by and see me.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening as we travel through our classroom and through the actual, into the shop area and stuff, the students are, the potential student is, I'll say, is there anything else I can help you with? Do you have any other questions or anything? And they're like, they got a glazed look on their face.
Right.
But they're also
shock?
Like a
are
smile.
They in shock?
They have a glazed look and a smile. Uh-huh. And they're like, no, I'm good. I said, well, you want to join the class? They're like, yes. And I'm always surprised when they say that. So, yeah. So
you
they
didn't
say,
scare
yeah,
them
I want
off.
To join the class. Yeah. That's
cool,
and I'm not trying
though.
To do that.
No,
at all.
But that's
but
great.
I think if you can help them understand what to expect, mm-hmm. it's so much better. You know, it's like walking into a room and you don't really know what to expect.
That's
you know?
Right.
And it could be any room, right? Like when you walk in here, what to expect, you know, and how do things work and stuff like that. So I try to give it to them up front, try to let them know that, hey, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be fun. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're serious, but we like to have fun as we go through the process of learning, you know, and all that.
Right.
And, I guess I always say that I'm probably the instructor there that expects more out of my students than anybody else, I think. I expect a lot out of them.
I think that's great.
You know, so the rules and stuff are there, and I say, okay, these are the rules, you know, and this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And
well, you have an expectation of excellence.
Yeah, so everybody can do the same learning.
I think that's the same learning. If we only had more teachers like you.
Well,
so many
you know,
are
like
a
lot
you.
Of great teachers at Georgetown,
yes.
you know, and they care about their students and they want to move forward. So as we ended our show last week, we had a New Year's message, and our message continues, okay? Take advantage of opportunities that people give you.
Yes.
Okay.
Walk through the open doors.
Yes. Walk through the open doors. Mind the doors that close behind you. Don't burn bridges. And when people give you opportunities, take advantage of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no
move
question.
Forward and don't throw them away.
That's right.
Just take advantage of the opportunities that people give you, because they're doing that because they want to help you.
That's right.
So when you walk in my class, there's going to be so many opportunities for people to learn, to get jobs, and those kind of things. So,
all right, so give them your contact information and what they can do to get in touch with you.
You can contact Key Marine at 5621 Bayer Road, 850-492-0487 is their number. Georgetown Technical College at georgetowncollege.edu. And check out that chat feature on there. So we'll be back next week, and I'll have some material because I got students coming back.
This is our expert, Stefan Schmidt, who does a super job every week when he comes in on Boat Smart. He's the smartest guy on boats I know for sure.
I try.
Thank you for being here, Stefan. Happy New Year. It's
Appreciate
always a pleasure.
Appreciate the calls and texts today. Thank you.